trouble is, Andy, by the time you finish reading that there book, the trial's going to be over.
Not the way that I was reading it, Amos. I reads fast.
I know, but that book is thick. Another thing, that's got a lot of big words in it, too.
I ain't messing with them words.
Well, you can't skip part of it, though, and know what it's all about, can you?
Boy, this here's a good law book, you know it.
Yeah, but it's just like I tell you, it's full of them big words.
Well, what's the use of messing with them big words and get everybody all mixed up? Don't nobody know what they mean, no how.
The judge know what they mean, though, don't he?
No. The judge don't know no more than I do.
Well, what is in the book there that's going to help me get out of this mess? That's what I want to know.
Well, now, here's some stuff here. What is that word?
I don't know.
Boy, that's a dog, whatever it is. Don't nobody in the world know what that word is, you know that? You know, I ain't had no chance to study this thing by myself. I just kind of been glancing through the thing, you see.
How are you going to know what's in there, then?
Tell you what. I better give you a cross-eyed examination right now. That's what I better do.
What you going to give me?
Now, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. I'll play like I was the lawyer for the state.
What state?
Don't start no argument now.
Well, I ain't starting no argument. I just want to know what you're going to do. That's all I ask you.
Well, I'm going to try to revict you.
How come?
Listen, Amos. When you go in court and them lawyers start jumping on you, you got to be prepared for that.
Are you, huh?
Oh, sure.
Well, hear what I would, Botho Andy. This here trouble that I was in is serious, you see, and I don't want to mess with this stuff and get all mixed up. Because I won't get out this mess if I can.
Amos, listen. If you get the court, them lawyers are going to try to mix you up. Then they get you mixed up, then you is in a mess.
I've been one before I started, it seemed like to me.
Well, now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to act like I was the lawyer. And I was going to try to get you mixed up now so that you can practice getting mixed up, you see.
If I get mixed up, though, before I get in court, ain't no telling what I do if I get there.
Well, now, wait a minute. Here we is in the courtroom.
And I believe you're going crazy, ain't you? We is in the taxi cab office.
I know, Amos, but we're going to turn this into a courtroom.
Yeah, that's going to cost us a lot of money for carpenters and all that stuff.
Wait a minute. Listen, get something in that egg-shaped head of yours, will you? I'm trying to help you.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Just listen, that's all. Do what I tell you.
All right, I listen.
Now, we're going to play like this is the courtroom. The judge is sitting over here.
Over where?
Right over here.
I don't see him. I can't see the judge. I'm looking for him, but I can't see him, though.
Amos, I'm going to bust you in the head with this book in a minute if you don't listen to me. Now, play like you see the judge sitting there.
All right, I see.
Now, if we is going to have a jury, we got to have a jury box for the 12 men to get in. Put that soapbox over there for the jury box.
Well, how are the 12 men going to get in that little box?
They ain't going to get in it, Amos. We're just trying to fix up the place for the courtroom, you see.
Oh, you were trying to play like this is the courtroom. Oh, I see what you're trying to do now.
Well, I'm glad you got that in your head.
All right, go ahead. Now, I see what you're doing now.
Now, the judge gets up and he say,
You going to stand up, huh?
Yeah, let me see. I'll stand up like this.
What you trying to do here now?
I'm going to put you on a stand and try to mix you up.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this here is good for you. You see, I'm going to be the state lawyer. I'm the chief mixer.
All right, go ahead.
All right, now the first thing, the judge, he comes in and sits down. Then he say, Amos Jones, get on the witness stand.
What must I do now?
You sit on this soapbox here. Wait a minute, though, before you sit down. I gotta swear you in.
All right, go ahead.
All favor signify by the usual sign, the reponents know the eyes has got it.
The eyes has got it, huh?
Now, I've done sweared you in, you see.
Now what's going to happen?
Let me look at my law book here a minute now. Boy, this here's a good law book. Look at them big letters on there. Them was gold letters, but the gold is done rubbed off of it.
Well, now I was on the witness stand, huh?
Yeah, and I'm going to get you mixed up. I'll proceed with the cross-examination. Boy, I knows my stuff here, don't I?
Yeah, you got all that when you was in court with Widow Parker. That's where you got that stuff from.
How come you got to remind me all that?
Well, go ahead, do what you're going to do, then.
All right, now. You was on the witness stand, and here I am, a big lawyer. And I'm going to re-evict you. I'm going to prove that you was done it. That you is the one that sold them coats.
I thought you was going to try to help me. You ain't pulling against me, is you?
I is helping you, Amos, right now, ain't I?
Not if you trying to prove that I done something that I ain't done, you ain't helping me.
Here I is, done looked all over town till I found a law book that'll do the work. Then you tell me that I ain't trying to help you. Boy, this law book that I brought home here, get anybody out of anything, you know that? Boy, I got the law in this book.
Oh, I know you got the book already.
When a lawyer get hold of a book like this, he's got something. Even if it didn't have nothing in it, it's good. Look at the name of that book. Look here.
What is the name of it?
Well, it say right here on the cover, so-and-so, including the law of so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
See there? See that word law on there?
Seemed to me, though, if that was a good law book, it would have that word law up on the top of it in great big letters, bigger than it is.
Don't start no argument about this book. Now, you was on the witness stand, and I'm going to mix you up. I'll precede.
You will, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Now, here I go. Amos Jones, where was you when you was where you was? You see there, I got you mixed up already.
Wait a minute. Here come Lawyer Wagner showing up, too. Look here. Come in, Mr. Wagner. I didn't set you to drop by here.
Well, how do you do? Good evening, Amos. Hello, Andy.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Wagner. How is you?
Sit down, Mr. Wagner.
Well, I just happened to be passing by and thought I would drop in.
Yeah, well, glad you dropped in. Anything that I can do for you?
Yes, anything you want?
No, I just wanted to know if you'd heard anything more, Amos.
No, sir. I ain't heard no more, Mr. Wagner.
By the way, Mr. Wagner, I was making a recollection of law books. What do you think of this new one that I just bought? Look here. That's a good law book, ain't it?
What do you think of that book, Mr. Wagner?
Well, I suppose that book is all right. However, it's not a law book.
It say law on there, don't it?
Oh, you mean down here. Well, it says here, the law of gravitation. That explains why we mortals don't fall off the earth.
It do, huh?
Is that man done give me the wrong book? Well, I'll be doggone. I told that man that I wanted the law book, and he done give me a different book.
Bidding you all good night. Good night to you all.